I know I argued very strongly, and obviously the others had the same viewpoint, that if we wanted to survive in the university, we had to fulfill the traditional kind of academic criteria. That if we became a true women's center, we'd probably be gone. So we then really focused the program to be as scholarly as we possibly could. It was a very conscious decision at that point. We worked on developing courses that had high credibility and good teaching ratings, and tried to get as many faculty as we could involved in teaching, and not all the graduate students, because a lot of the courses were being taught by graduate students. So we really worked on building this kind of traditional academic program. And one of the things that I've tended to do in almost all the organizations I've been involved with, the professional organizations, is try to set up awards for scholarships. So we did that in Women's Studies. We have Women's Studies Research Awards. So that was one of my pushes early on, is to get ourselves credibility in those kinds of areas. And we had speakers series where we would have speakers, traditional speakers, very little money for these people, but we would get bits and drabs of money from different departments and so on to sponsor these kinds of things.